You're behind the curtain with Ann Heche. This is the TJS Radio Special Ann Heche Film Series. We're exploring 11 of Ann's best works with who else? Ann Heche.
Return to Paradise. Lewis, played by Joaquin Phoenix, Sheriff, played by Vince Vaughn, and Tony, played by David Conrad, are three friends vacationing in Malaysia. Sheriff and Tony eventually leave to pursue careers in New York, but Lewis stays behind to work with orangutans. 2 years later, Sheriff and Tony learn that, because of their past actions, Lewis has been arrested for drug possession. With Lewis facing a death sentence, the friends are left with a difficult decision: return to Malaysia and split Lewis's sentence, or let him die. What a great, that was my, I think that might have been the first film that I personally really connected with you as an actor, or not connected with you, but just really admired and loved, and started seeing as many films as I could that you were in. And
that one popped your cherry.
It did. Yeah. The Ann Heche. tell us a little bit of it. Take us behind the curtain on Return to Paradise. How was that for you?
Well, Vince Vaughn and Joaquin Phoenix are two of the most unique men, talented beyond anything that they could understand. This was years ago. They were both in a spotlight. I was probably in it too, but because of my naivete, I didn't know it. Mm-hmm. But they're, this is probably why I was cast. Yeah, I was in the movie too. But I always took a back seat to myself, actually. But watching the two of them have so much responsibility to the industry, it was a little bit nuts to actually feel the pressure they felt. And if you know, within 24 hours of knowing them, within 2 seconds of knowing, neither one of them, A, asked for it, B, would want it, C, knew what to do with it, but you know, and D, made fun of it. But I mean, we were all in a way running from the moment that everybody was telling us we were in. I guess I'll put myself into that category. The three of us were like, you know, actors, you know, what the frig was going on? So much attention to all, and certainly to them at that time. They were the it guys.
And so were you.
And so was I.
I mean, look at everything you were around the time frame of that movie that you were in. I mean, you were an it girl too.
Well, so I've recognized in the past, but you know, looking back, I wish I had a little bit more understanding of it. Then I might have made some different choices, more intelligent. But there, what was incredible about that film, and why I think people like that film, is because the three of us had absolutely 0% interest in what anybody else thought about anything we were doing. We were probably three equally rebellious artists. Yeah. We fought every single day. The scenes, it was like an acting class on steroids. We fought so hard, and now we know Vince is a more as a comedian than he is. He's such a like literally such an intelligent dude. And I think why people like the movie is because between Vince and me, we would not let any of the story go without truth. We didn't want our love story to seem casual, which of course in book on paper it felt, you know, oh yeah, of course, the sister of the guy who's going to die, you know, goes to New York and falls in love with the guy that can save her brother's life. You know, it seems so trite to us. And And that will always be that movie will always be so special to me because of that. There was a bottom line of, we are going to make this as truthful as it could possibly be, leading to a moment where once they go back, we were in Hong Kong shooting this on top of a mountain. Once the sister of the guy who's going to get killed for smuggling drugs, she gets the other guy to go and take some responsibility. We're all in Hong Kong. We were in Malaysia. We were all shitting out of every single pore, anything that had a hole. Stuff was coming out.
You got sick.
And I watched Joaquin. He's, you know, in the movie, he's my brother. He's fighting for his life. And I watched Joaquin slam his head, and I'm not kidding, slam his head on the banister of the railing of in the courtroom, slam his head. He's fighting for his life. And Joaquin literally threw his head, pummeled his head into the banister, bleeding, gushing blood, screaming for them to roll camera. They're rolling camera. Blood is coming out of Joaquin's head. He's fighting for his life. In between takes, he is slamming his head. I've never seen, it's called commitment. It could be called dedication. Insane. I don't know. Yeah. Every single one of us, the three of us, cared so much about making this story not something that seemed like it was frivolous or ridiculous, because it didn't have a happy ending. And we did not want, it didn't have the ending that anybody in Hollywood thought it would have. Which is why it wasn't the number one movie of the weekend. But we all walked away with knowing that we did exactly what we wanted to do. And that is a very rare feeling on a film, to walk away with a pride that says, fuck it, we did it. We did it to the best of our ability. And we all knew it. It was a very special movie for me.
Very, it was special to me too. And I've gone back to it many times. I've tell people about it.
I don't think I've ever seen it, by the way.
You haven't?
I don't think so. Another one we should watch.
Why don't you and Heather ever watch your films?
Return to Paradise. We have other stuff going on, Jeremy.
No, here's something that interesting.
We have a podcast to do, dude. We're not watching Ann's old movies.
Better Together, Ann and Heather. Check it out. Little quick plug for it there. Oh, beautiful. She's got it. She's ready. It's interesting that you say the three of you, and I hadn't thought about this before, Joaquin Phoenix, Vince Vaughn, Anne Heche, really young, in spotlight on you, as you said, and it's called Return to Paradise, and the three of you get together, forgetting about the outside world, and focus on the craft of acting and giving some of your best work, all three of you. Maybe I hadn't thought about that outside world. Did it help the acting? Did it help put pressure on that pressure? Was that pressure put into making a great film or giving great performances? And Return to Paradise. You said the outside world, the spotlight was on the three of you. Maybe you didn't realize it, but you guys were the hot actors. I mean,
yeah, that was just kind of a surprise. You know, that took me a long time to come around to understand. Now I see it in about I see what's going on, but you know, Vince and Joaquin could give a flying cahoot about what anybody thinks about them. It's one of each of their uniquest qualities, and also distracts people from understanding their souls, because they're so blatantly not interested in what anybody has to think about them. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things I respect the most. That's not what it had the effect. And why that movie so special? First of all, it wasn't called Return to Paradise. It was called something else. And when it was renamed Return to Paradise, Vince and I fought to the death. And I had just done 6 Days, 7 Nights. Like, Return to Paradise? What are you talking about? It's about a kid being slammed and put to literal life or death circumstances because of he had weed. I mean, this is, and by the way, it still goes on, but you would think this would be finished in mid third world countries, but it's not. Malaysia, especially. I think we see it in Joaquin, especially in the choices that he makes. He dives, of course, in River, God bless it. River, his brother, you know, passed. He's had some trauma in his life, and every single choice he makes is that dedicated. I really appreciate that. I really, um, I I think they are both probably two of the most extraordinary actors that we have. I don't know if they've been tested to their limit, but I hope they will be, and I get to be a part of it.
What was the best day on that set?
Okay. So Vince and I have a love scene. Okay. And I'm with Ellen. Okay. At the time. I never crossed the line. I always set a boundary and I set it straight so that I can play with the actors that I'm playing. But not always in Hollywood terms, what they want from a female, because often they want, a blowjob at lunchtime. But when you meet another who has the same respect and honor for the person they're working with, the playground is so much bigger. That's what people don't understand. It's not like go fuck like bunnies in the trailer because, hey, you're both hot actors. What's the most respectful you can be, the deepest you can go, is when you create a boundary and then say, our playground is in this world that we're creating. Vince and I had that. Now, everybody threw me, oh, tabloid, blah, blah, blah. I was just, blah, blah, blah. It went so disgustingly gross. Everybody was saying that we were having an affair. Blah, blah, blah. By the way, again, neither one of us gave a shit. It was so funny to us what was going on in America, which we returned. But there's, okay, so the first time we're supposed to see this love scene, and Vince and I would go back to his trailer with Joaquin and me. We'd all be playing poker and, like, maybe drinking. It doesn't matter. We could give a fuck. We get on the set, and the director, which Vince had some issues with anyway, and Vince is not good with letting people go of issues. Like, he's, but that's the part of the difficulty of Vince. But we're like, obviously we gave each other the boundary of, okay, now we got to do this, so let's do it right. Let's make it cool. Let's figure it out. Let's choreograph the thing. You come from the thing, but I'm there. Let's make it natural. It goes there. We go onto the bed. And Vince and I were like technical about it because we're artists, but also gave us the freedom to work within a boundary of making each other feel safe, but also like, this better be fucking hot. Like, we're not doing a love scene that looks like two idiots who are getting on a bed, right? Well, so Vince and I figured it out. We thought it was over. Blah, blah, blah. We come closer together. Blah, blah, blah. Hi, my face is here. Blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, over the speakers in the studio goes, let's get it on. We're like, wait. So this music starts piping in. Let's get it on. Oh, by the way, hilarious. It's not Al Jarreau. Who is it? It's
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye. Well, Vince. Okay, so we're about. So we're coming closer, right? We do a scene before. When the scene leads up, and we're supposed to get. And just as we're about to get, we are, as if it was queued up by the director. Now, Vince and I fucking. First of all, started laughing hysterically and how ridiculous. And by the way, don't give us a music cue. Like, what? Like, it's insulting, first of all. Like, but by the way, that's supposed to be sexual. Like, the whole thing was wrong. And in Vince's mind, that amount of wrong deserves punishment. So the entire sex scene became him punishing the director for being so insulting to him as an actor and to me as an actress that he would put on Marvin Gaye to make us have a sexy fucking scene like it was a surprise. Now, for 6 hours, he derailed the director. Our love scene in that became literally a moment where Vince did not, if he could stop for 1 second to not make fun of the director from he fucking for days on end would start saying, let's get it out. And he would go, he wouldn't take the director's notes for days. And love scene. Oh my God. He would be, he was on top of me. He'd act like he was kissing me and then he'd go, let's get it on. He did not let that motherfucking director get his love scene for one second because it insulted him to his core that he thought that he would put a musical note to his acting. And I mean, I kind of agreed with it. Well, this is the amazing thing about Vince. You agree with him, but you can't believe how he's destroying the person who was just trying to do something to help him out. And never will that director service. Not in business, but anyway, I love seeing him between Marvin Gaye saying, fuck you.
I love that. I'm going to have to watch that scene in a whole new light.
I know. I might have to watch it too.
You guys should watch that. You and Heather. Bring the cast back to Better Together with Ann and Heather.
Oh, my God.
All right, Ann. That's Return to Paradise. Go watch it now.
I haven't driven you before. I never forget a face. Who recommended me, Miss Eastern?
Louis McBride.
Lou? Is he in town?
He's in Penang. He was arrested on drug charges.
Is he still there?
For 8 more days.
So you're telling me that 8 days from right now,
Louis McBride is going to hang. The day you and Tony left, a man came looking for a bike you all had rented. Only they didn't find a bike, they found hashish in the trash.
Why the hell we buy so much hash anyway?
In order for Louis not to be considered a dealer, you and Tony both have to go back to Penang and accept your share of the responsibility.
Tony's only going to go back if you also go back.
I need a little time.
Time is one thing we don't have.
I'm MJ Major, a reporter for the New York Examiner.
An American journalist tries to criticize Malaysian justice.
I wouldn't go back for any price at all.
I will feel guilty. I really do, just for asking you.
Articles, photographs, petitions, every single one a death warrant.
You guys are my last chance.
If you're talking about something that happened 2 years and 10,000 miles ago.
I found this story. I'm going to print it.
Your story could cost Louis's life. What do you want?
This girl will do anything to get you to do what she needs you to.
It isn't in me.
Louis wouldn't come back for either of us, and you damn well know it.
Today is almost over, and in Penang, it's already tomorrow.
They weighed him today for the trapdoors of the gallows.
Louis, you are not alone right now.
My faith in humanity is half restored.
I'm right here, man.
Louis McBride, jadangan untuk meminda dakwaan.
What did he say? What did he say?
I love you.